In just a minute, Carl diagnoses you with a severe case of rheumatitis in our listener limerick challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888. Wait, that's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you. They are, of course, all about health, fitness, sports, that sort of thing. Peter, we all have our own ways of relaxing, burning off stress. Some people like bubble baths and massage. One politician claims to have a unique and manly way of unwinding. It's former governor of Minnesota, Tim Pawlenty. What does he do for stress relief?
And it's manly?
It's manly. It sort of involves violence, which is manly, and sports, which are manly.
Does he attend Ultimate Fighting Championships?
He does not attend.
Does he participate in wrestling?
No, it's something he likes to watch.
Hockey?
But he likes hockey only when...
He likes watching the fights of
hockey?
He
likes watching hockey fights. That's how he relaxes. He doesn't watch the whole game. He just wants to watch the fights. Pawlenty suffers from a bit of an image problem. He's mild-mannered and tame. He's trying to beef up his macho quotient. That's fine, but his solution in his biography was to reveal this. He says he enjoys logging onto a website and, quote, watching two guys, gloves down, helmets off, pounding each other while the ref stands back and lets it happen, unquote.
Is this not going to do what he wants for his image?
Yeah. Someone's going to get pounded pretty hard himself in the presidential primary if he keeps up those kind of habits.
Palin's going to pull his jersey over his
head. I know, exactly. Start kneeing him in the face.
Tom, a woman in Canada was charged with refusing to take a breathalyzer test when she was pulled over, but she successfully fought the charges when she explained that it wasn't that she refused to blow into the breathalyzer, it was what?
She didn't refuse. She elected not to.
No.
She
I could, but I won't. No, it's not it. It was a physical problem.
Was she too drunk?
No.
Yeah.
I can't take your breathalyzer test. I'm hammered.
Yeah. Blow to that thing? Yeah. There's four of them. What am I supposed to blow?
Should I do the middle one? What? No, she did look. I mean, she couldn't blow into the breathalyzer, but she did look 10 years younger.
She had plastic surgery.
Close enough. She was Botoxed.
Oh.
And because she was Botoxed, she said she couldn't pucker enough to blow into the straw.
Wow. Kind of defeats the point of Botox.
Yeah. Anyone who's ever been Novocained and tried to, like, you know, drink through a straw understands what this is like. Her name is Patty Ann Moore, and she says she was drinking fine. But as her doctor's note explained when she had to go to court, people with Botox are unable, quote, to wrap their lips around a straw or wide circumference such as a breathalyzer blow apparatus, unquote. The sympathetic judge threw the case out, and Moore said she was thrilled with her victory, which she plans to indicate with a smile in 6 to 8 months. Tom, doctors say you should be careful giving Tylenol to kids for a lot of reasons, but it turns out one of the very rare but real side effects of Tylenol in children might be what?
It makes the sinks really sticky. No, it is. It's just a noticed side effect.
Oh, this is like you're talking about the child's syrup.
Right, yeah. Children's, yeah.
I'll give you a hint. It's sort of like a tickle in pill form.
Oh, it makes them giggly.
Yes, it makes them laugh excessively.
How could you tell?
No, don't laugh unless you can't help it. Excessive laughing.
Is that a real laugh or drug-induced?
Yeah, exactly. Well, excessive laughing syndrome is no joke. Hundreds of Americans suffer from it every year. In fact, we have a sufferer with us. In fact, it's a voice you may recognize if you're an NPR weekend listener. Ray, are you there?
Yes, I am.
That's great. And so we understand that you have a problem in your life from excessive laughter syndrome. Is this true?
Well, I don't suffer from the affliction myself, but I have a loved one. I wouldn't call him a loved one, necessarily, a sibling.
You have a sibling?
Suffers. Yes, my brother, yes.
You're telling me that this excessive laughing doesn't run in the family?
No. As a matter of fact, I'm very serious, and I hardly laugh at all.
Yeah. You hardly laugh at all?
I hardly laugh at all.
Well, thank you, and we're sorry for your troubles.
Well, thank you for your sympathy, and I'm glad I was able to shed a little bit of light on this topic.
I appreciate that.
So long.
Bye-bye.
Keep laughing. Bye-bye.
That was Ray Maliazzi, ladies and gentlemen, also known as Click. Or Clack, I can never be sure.